rap star and Pepsi drinker. Well, today, we secretly replaced his Pepsi with Coke. Let's see what happens.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Feelings of love.
Yo, Emma.
Problem.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am, of course, Tom Dekar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined once again by the boy who cried Wolf of Dog Street. Damn it. Tommy McNamara, the Prince of Darkness. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I've been having some feelings.
Nice.
I kind of like that song.
This is what I was. Let's introduce our guest. The wonderful Will Miles is here.
How's it going?
So happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
Returning guest.
Yeah,
that's right. Our first two-time guest.
Not true. we should talk about that clip right away because it's a very funny commercial. And my favorite part of it is that a guy in the audience, the guy who gave him, he goes, "Yo, Hammer," he gives him a Pepsi. How did that guy know that that's what would do the trick?
Yeah. How did? And also, they never explain like, "Hey, he had Coke instead of Pepsi. That's what's happening." In Hammer's mind, he had a Pepsi.
Exactly. Exactly. He's like, "I don't get it."
He's like, "No, I already had Pepsi."
It was a double blind test.
This must not be Pepsi. Singing Frank Sinatra.
Coke made it to where he could sing really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
He could sing in a white voice.
He was doing white voice. Yeah.
What the hell happened there? You're not from Oakland anymore when you have Coke, I guess.
truly insane. And yeah, I didn't mind that song. It wasn't so bad. Yeah, it's also like...
Well, the band really hung him out to dry. They should have picked
Yeah, you think that the second that kid tries to get, they'd be like, "Hey, you can't do that. Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, security would have tackled that kid immediately.
"Leave Hammer alone."
"You're trying to poison Hammer with whatever this is?" I don't think so.
Yeah, it's not even like a can of Pepsi. It's a cup.
Yeah. Who's that loser with a cup of Pepsi?
And how have you not spilled it? You're at a Hammer concert. You're dancing.
And Pepsi is sabotaging him.
Yeah, Pepsi fucked up the show. That's great.
We replaced it secretly in the middle of the show.
He's in so many commercials. When we were looking up clips for the show, I found like 10 different commercials that I was sending to Tom. And we had to decide one to play for the opening, and that was the least sad.
That was the least sad, because that was like that was when he was still popular, whereas most of these have came out on the back end of his career, where it's people kind of just taking advantage of... He's very poor now, he'll do this. Yeah,
you can tell it's old because they called him Rap Star, and I feel like nobody says Rap Star anymore.
No.
Should. Yeah, let's play one of the ones that's sad.
Maybe
the one with the Hammer Company or whatever.
Yeah. There's two of these. I'm gonna play the first one because it's more references to the songs. Give me just a second here. They're all pretty much the same though.
Stop. Please stop Hammer Time.
MC Hammer?
But this hammer hates nails. Look what they did.
Oh.
Here, use Command Picture Hanging Strips instead. Hold strong, damage free. Just click, stick, press, and ta-da. Then when it's time, just stretch the command strip off nice and clean.
Wow, no damage.
Hammer don't hurt them.
So what happens now?
Ta-da! Command, do no harm.
Wait, do no harm?
Do no harm. What?
That's the Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm.
No, that's the 3M command strips.
Wow.
And the Hippocratic Oath.
What command strips are out there harming people that they like?
I remember seeing that commercial and just like shedding a single tear. No, Hammer. Because he's dressed the same as 90s Hammer. It's like, I know you don't.
He's also
50.
In a toolbox.
Yeah.
Very strange.
And she is like nonplussed.
Nope.
MC Hammer? A man just came out of a toolbox. You should be screaming.
You
should
and
be
you know like, that was ooh? That was in the script, nonplussed. Yeah. a reader.
what a bummer. Let's talk a little bit. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the Hammer lore. Because I didn't know Hammer's backstory at all.
And I've heard of Thor Hammer. But yes. Lore Hammer?
Yeah. Thank brilliant. You. I'm going to leave now.
I've heard of Ragnarok, but Rappin' Rock?
I'm Kid Rock.
He jumps out of a boulder.
Yeah. Trump.
Kid Rock?
let's see here. So, we all know Hammer was an Oakland man. Yeah.
Oakland, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know this, that he kind of got himself into the entertainment industry by he would go and like pick up loose baseballs around the Oakland A's stadium and sell them on the street. He'd like resell them. But he was like very fun, like street performer-y, it sounds like. And the owner of the Oakland A's saw him doing the splits and shit and just hired him on the spot.
Wow.
To be the ball boy and then and just like a hype man, it seems like, for the team. Like just a kid who would be around the stadium. And then he slowly turned into this like owner's confidant, where like the owner lived in Chicago a lot of the time, and so he would be Hammer became his like child in between who would get all the gossip from the locker room and then take it back. It's
he was
crazy.
A snitch.
I mean, I don't know about a snitch. He was just the middleman.
The original Tekashi 6ix9ine.
It says he was doing like play by play for him.
I was watching an old Letterman interview with him, and he was talking about this. He was talking about like so this was like the Oakland A's that won the World Series. It's like a very famous, the 72 like Reggie Jackson Oakland A's.
Yeah,
and he was like friends with all the players, which is just wild that
very
that's
crazy.
How he broke into entertainment. It's
well, and also the way he got the nickname Hammer. And I was as I was reading this, I was like, that sounds like something he kind of made up. But then I read more. He got his hands.
No.
yeah, they were like, this kid's got a hanger on her. Oh, Hammer, more like it. First of all, it says this is from Reggie Jackson. It says, "Hell, our chief executive, the guy that ran our team, that communicated with Charlie Finley, the top man there, was a 13-year-old kid. I nicknamed him Hammer because he looked like Hank Aaron, whose nickname was the Hammer."
Yeah,
so he got his fucking name from Reggie Jackson,
from Mr. October.
That's insane.
And he gave Reggie Jackson that nickname.
exactly. He just knew what month it was. Wow, Reggie Jackson of was that Naked Gun 2.5 fame?
I never saw
that's
that.
That's a good question. It's been a long time since I've seen it. I cannot remember.
There
that
was one where
right.
he like turned. Somebody got control of his
yes,
mind.
Yes.
And Reggie Jackson shot the
that,
president or something.
It.
I think
he tried to shoot the president.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen those movies. I used to love those movies.
So did I. They're the
best. Leslie Nielsen's great.
The back in the day OJ, man.
He was so funny.
Pre-murder, he was hilarious, yeah.
Maybe that's what it takes to be funny.
What, not murdering?
No, killing.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I mean, his Twitter is very good.
Yeah.
Check out OJ's Twitter.
Please don't.
Hey, check out his Patreon.
Donate to his fund.
But yeah, I had no idea about that stuff. It's a very interesting backstory. And the way he was able to start his, like, he started a record label by borrowing $20,000 a piece from a couple of the players.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before he was, like, known? Or
Yeah. Oh, I think he had been doing some, like, Christian rap, I believe. I meant to look up some of the Christian rap because he was in a group called the Holy Ghost Boys. And I listened to one song and it was very bad.
Yeah, of course.
It was the sound quality was bad. I don't want to discredit the music without having really given it
I haven't heard the music, but I want to discredit the music. Just previously, prior to listening. But Pray was kind of a Christian rap song.
Yes, yeah. Kind it was, of. Yeah.
It was
I think
a Christian
was,
rap
yeah.
song, yeah. We need to pray just to make it today. Say we pray.
Yeah. What is your history with MC Hammer?
With MC Hammer? Well, so my dad was an entertainment lawyer.
Yes.
He left law, and now he's happy. Apparently law is bad. I didn't know that.
Sure.
But so he was an entertainment lawyer for James Brown, I think, first.
Uh-huh.
And then James Brown introed him to Hammer because James Brown loved MC Hammer.
Oh, I found that out today. Well, yeah. I watched the video for shit, it's off the third album. His big hit off of his third album. Let me find it real fast.
Off of Hammers?
Off of is it Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him or Too Legit to Quit.
Yeah.
So he has a song called Too Legit to Quit. The music video is, I'm not kidding, like 15 minutes long.
Yeah, it is.
And the first it's 7 like minutes.
yeah.
The first 7 minutes is everybody being like, where'd Hammer go? Where's he been? I'm not kidding. It's like a year between albums.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But there's this thing of like, he's disappeared. There's like a big show he's supposed to be performing at, like the biggest of all time. And then nobody can find him. And the first 7 minutes is different celebrities being like, where's Hammer at? We miss you, Hammer. Yeah. Which is like, he made them say that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Queen Latifah's in it. And she's like, we need you, Hammer. Like, what?
Where have you been?
Yeah. And then it turns out that James Brown, he's like in the skies where James Brown is like teaching him more skills and stuff. And it's like he's got some mystical powers and he makes him wear Michael Jackson's glove.
Yeah.
And then he sends Hammer and his dancers back down in this weird orb back down to the stage. And then the music finally starts. But it's a 7-minute buildup.
Sounds very ambitious.
Yeah,
it is. A lot.
They wanted it to be like Thriller, is
yes.
my understanding.
Ah. Yes, that makes sense.
There was, it was only, what, it was 93?
This was 91.
91? Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
So the tour was 90, yeah. Because we met on the Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him tour. So
okay.
my dad started repping him.
Wait, did you meet MC Hammer?
Oh, yeah. Like, we hung out a lot.
So let me just point out before we get into this.
Yeah.
Is that we asked you what you wanted to do, and your first suggestion was Cold War Kids, a band that no one hates. And then, like, give anything else, you're like, oh, well, I know MC Hammer. Like, the perfect podcast episode for us. Would that be anything?
Like, I don't know. This my basically uncle from childhood is MC Hammer. Does that work at all? No. So I think James Brown, because I remember James Brown calling the house and being like, is James there? And I would be like, or is Todd there? My dad's nickname is Todd, and so James Brown definitely called the house, and I heard his voice. I'm like, that's an insane voice.
Yeah,
whatever I'm hearing on the phone, I'm like 8 years old. I'm like, that's a crazy voice that I hear. And it's James Brown, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty crazy. And then
that's
like,
insane.
Common called the house. I was like, that's cool. I know.
Whoa.
Common. And then, but then, like, Hammer called the house, and that was pretty insane, too. Because my dad had to travel to L.A. a lot, so, like, he would come out to L.A. to, like, rep certain people, but he lived in Chicago. So, like, I think that's part of why he didn't like Law, too, because he kept having to leave the city.
Yeah.
But he repped, I think, James Brown first. Brown introduced him to Hammer because he loved him. And then they sort of did some concerts together, James Brown and MC Hammer, I know, because we were all in the same place. And then Hammer invited my dad and us on the Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him tour. So we went to like maybe 4 stops of
Damn.
That in the Midwest.
Wow.
Yeah, so that album came out in 90. So yeah, that was
the 90,
one
with
Can't Sense. Touch This on it, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was amazing because that was like watching, like we knew who he was, and then watching that on tour, every city was sold out. He was a legend. Like, everybody was going nuts for him.
Yeah. Like, what size venue? Like, is he playing stadiums?
Stadiums, wow. Yeah. Stadiums. That's his first tour,
that's
I think,
crazy.
And he's doing stadiums already.
Wow.
Like, I know there was, like, United Center or something, or back then Chicago Stadium that we saw. And then I remember a stadium, though, and, like, maybe somewhere in Ohio,
yeah.
I feel like, that we were at. And it was, like, this is huge.
Wow.
Outside of Cleveland, I think. And, but it was just cool, because, like, at one point, we were at the hotel, and, like, it's filled with celebrities and, like, cool people. And then my dad always tells the story of one day we were out at the hotel either before or after the show, and me and my brother James are just sitting there talking to somebody who's also like the height of my brother, who's 6 years older. So if I was 8, my brother was like 14. And so we're just sitting there talking to him, and I think my cousin Corey was there too, and he was like 13. And somebody looks at my dad and is like, do you know who you're kids are talking to? And he was like, no, the guy's same height as him. I mean, what how dangerous could he be? And it was Eazy-E.
No way. Yeah. Oh my God.
And we're just sitting there talking to him for like an hour.
That is so funny.
And it was just like, he wrote us a nice letter. He was so nice. He was like,
wow.
Stay in school. He was like, just being very like not what you see in Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, this
so
guy
wild.
Loves the kids. Like, again, he's got like 14 kids of his own, and he's taking time to hang out with us and tell us to stay in school and all that shit.
That is wild.
But the person was freaking out, like, you should get your kids away from Eazy-E. But then my dad met him and he was like so cool that where he started noticing like all the narratives were like, I think it's all fake.
Yeah.
Eazy-E was a real gangster. But
was MC Hammer nice?
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
He seems I watched this old like 10-minute interview with Letterman and he seemed very like nice and smart and he except he has this one part where he was kind of going off about Sinead O'Connor and how he thinks everything she does is a publicity stunt. And I was like, this is weird. Like this is what they're talking about. But
yeah. I mean, he's probably got his old world ways.
I didn't realize what a shit talker he was.
Yeah.
Vanilla
Ice, especially.
That was the big feud.
Yeah.
It was Vanilla Ice. He also went after LL Cool J and a couple other, like.
He got mad at Jay-Z after Jay-Z had that, because unlike Hammer, 30 million can't hurt me.
Yeah.
Real mad at Jay-Z after
Damn.
That.
Damn.
Wow. But it is like,
line.
I mean.
It's true.
It can't hurt Jay-Z. It hurt you tremendously.
It's a true thing.
I absolutely.
Say, for the record, 30 million would hurt me a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, shit. Are you all right?
Most of us.
You need to borrow some? Oh, I haven't been giving you your Patreon share.
$30 million. That was the interesting part about when your dad reps MC Hammer is like, for 2 years, you're the coolest kid in the world. And then it's like, hey, we all saw the news.
Yeah.
He gave all of his money to everyone.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, yeah, he doesn't rep him anymore.
Wow.
Now he reps Wayman Tisdale.
Who's that?
True story. Basketball player for the Phoenix Suns. I was a big fan of the Phoenix Suns back in the day, too.
Damn.
But he tried a guitar career. I don't know if people remember Wayman Tisdale.
Oh, so that's why you're not.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's so funny. To be like, I represent Allen Iverson's rap career.
Yeah, say the first part really loud.
44 bars is dope, though. Or whatever Iverson's song was.
Did you see someone 40 bars, shared right? This clip of Allen Iverson like shit-talking OJ? That was so funny.
Yeah.
I've not seen that. Yeah. I'll have to watch it later. That's
He's amazing. Just like... Bro, hide, stay in your house or something.
Like why is
you got away. Go home. Stop making very true stuff where you're like, that's what is OJ doing?
So funny. Yeah, he can't help it. He's a star.
I know. Naked Gun fucked him up.
Yeah, it's true.
He's like, what am I supposed to hide away? I'm so funny.
I'm very funny. He's just watching Netflix specials like, give me a special.
Oh, man, don't give them that idea. They're like, we've got $600 billion of not real money that we'll give them.
I was reading a lot about him, about Hammer today, and I didn't realize how big that album was. It's
Grammys.
Insane. Yeah,
the first
they
one, right?
made a movie.
Yeah,
they made a movie called Hammer Don't Hurt 'Em, or please, Hammer Don't Hurt 'Em the movie. I couldn't find a trailer for it because I want to see one
and a cartoon.
Yeah, and there's a cartoon. There's so much here.
Should we do the cartoon now?
Yeah, let's do the
cartoon.
Why don't
you play the theme and then I'll play a clip?
Okay,
so you have the theme pulled up.
Here
yeah.
is the theme.
And this is a classic 90s cartoon. Theme where it does so much work for the plot.
Hammer Man! Hammer! Hammer Man! Hammer! Whenever there's a crime, some crooks are gonna do time. They all better beware, because the Hammer Man will be there. Here's how it started a long time ago. The legend of the hammer and how it began to grow. Was given magical shoes from a hip-hop Motown dude. Together they had power. They stood up for what was right. But Gramps was getting old and he couldn't keep up the fight.
Right.
So Gramps and his granddaughter, they went out on the road.
Certain.
To find a man they knew could jam who was worthy of the load. They met a guy named Stanley, who was dancing every night. He helped the kids play every day. His heart was out of sight. So Gramps opened up the bag and took out the magical shoes. He set them on the ground and they soon began to groove.
Right.
The shoes knew at once they had finally found their man. They hopped right on his feet and he became Hammer Man.
Hammer Man. Hammer. Hammer Man. Hammer. Hammer Man. Hammer. Hammer Man. Hammer. Oh, yeah.
Man, that That is so much.
That is insane.
I don't think I would have been able to follow that as a kid.
No, that plot line in that whole, it's like, no, this is too much.
Gramps, they introduced Gramps out of nowhere. Yeah. It's just like Gramps and his granddaughter.
Yeah. All right. And then they went to the store.
Yeah, yeah.
They got their crime-fighting shoes.
They couldn't get it to rhyme.
They got 19 cents change.
Yeah, I wonder how hard they tried to make it rhyme. They're like, look, we're going to have to just do this at some point.
Our studio time is over. In 13 minutes, there's no time for take
two. Say it.
Yeah. I love the hype man. He's like, certainly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I watched a full episode of the show in the Uber pool on the way here.
Wow.
It is amazing.
To the demise of the other pool passengers. Yeah, yeah.
I put in the aux. Yeah.
That's going to be in the review.
Yeah. Yeah. Some fucking asshole was playing an old Hammer cartoon, which I didn't even know existed.
So the plot of the episode is called Nobody's Perfect. And Stanley, who is MC Hammer, he's having a tough time.
Stanley's Hammer. I did not put that together.
Oh, Stanley's Hammer Man, not to spoil.
I thought there was another guy.
Yeah, I thought he just brought up a random Stanley.
I thought they were introducing another
Stanley
character.
Was a dancer. It's like, okay, yeah.
I figured he needed another buddy or something.
From The Office?
So Stanley's hanging out with his mom and his younger brother, and his younger brother is like the perfect. He's a computer engineer, and you know, he's got everything going right. Where Stanley is a Superman, but he's also, his parents don't know that, his mom doesn't know that. Mm-hmm. And there's one scene that I won't play that I wanted to tell you guys about, where he takes his mom and brother to the rec center, and an animal jumps out right as he opens the door.
Uh-huh.
And he says, like, I asked for an easel, not a weasel.
And then Pauly Shore shows up.
But it's great. There's a mix of, like, a lot of Hammerman is just doing these crazy raps that are supposed to move the plot along. And this is basically the climactic scene where Stanley's brother has created a robot named Creepo that was supposed to be perfect, but it's gotten way too big. So Hammerman needs to save the day. And this is Hammerman saving them from Creepo.
Right there, you metal menace of madness. Don't persist, because, yo, I've had it. You think you're cool and like a parade, but hey, the hammer don't play. So heed my words or make my day.
You are not perfect. You must be destroyed.
I may not be perfect, but yo, you can't touch this. You call that perfect aim? Oh, you'd like to dance? You thought you had it made in the shade, searching for perfection, but you got played.
The entire cartoon's like this?
Oops, this was a mistake.
So that's basically...
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get.
So wait, he rhymes for 30 minutes?
No, because, well, Stanley doesn't rhyme.
Oh, okay.
Only when he has his magical shoes on. Oh, only when he's hammered. Okay, have the ability to rhyme.
That, I don't feel like they included that in the song.
No, yeah. And then Stanley was a dancer.
He also could rap.
But only as Hammer. Yeah, that is... Also, Hammer didn't do his own voice. Is that Charlie Murphy who's doing MC Hammer's voice?
Whoever's doing Gramp's voice is very recognizable, but I didn't have time to look it up.
Yeah.
But, oh, shit.
Spike Lee.
But it's very confusing, how Gramps figures into the whole thing, because he's not his grandpa.
Yeah.
He's not?
No.
This is crazy.
It's another Gramps and his daughter.
Complex.
Why couldn't they just put his grandpa in it?
Well, that wouldn't make any sense.
I do like the plot line that it's like, even back then they were like, robots are going to take over.
Yeah,
and
they know.
Take us over.
He should have figured out when he named the robot Creepo that something would go wrong.
Hammer is such a scary tale to any entertainer. Because you're like, he had a fucking cartoon. He had all this shit in 2 years. And then... Nothing.
So the intro to this
so scary.
Was another 90s trope, as he's sitting like on a stoop with a bunch of little kids, like explaining the theme of the episode.
Uh-huh.
Like, nobody's perfect, not even MC Hammer. And then the kids all go, what? Like, as if they thought he was perfect.
Damn. That can't be true.
And usually it would be no one's perfect, not even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Nope.
But that's Hammer. A Hammer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, back then it was, they were one and the same.
Yeah, yeah. It was very popular. Needless to say, my dad repped Common after that, and that became the main story. It's like, yeah, he reps Common. Common's the shit. Still James Brown and Common, yeah. But I think about this
Andy
every
picked
day.
Up Creepo.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, yeah, it's
like having so a hot here, having a hot year or two.
Uh-huh.
Is the all I ever think about is Hammer.
I know.
Well, hey. You're having an insanely hot. You got like,
it's a pretty hot year.
On, like,
knock
three
on wood.
TV shows. What
yeah,
you
baby.
But I'm like nervous because all you want to do is be like, I've never had this money before. Friends, yep, everybody, yeah. Have yep. some. And then you're like, wait.
Hey. Will did give us each a Rolex.
I did, yeah.
He just did. And he gave the cats Rolexes, too. Which I thought was gauche.
I think yeah. we should start playing some songs before we get
started. Oh, yeah,
we
yeah,
might
right.
be too far in to have not played
yeah.
You
one
Can't
song?
Touch This
yeah, yeah.
because people
oh,
are
good
going
point.
Crazy. I got
or
it now.
Got it?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So let's hear the classic.
You can't touch this.
He wastes no time.
No. He's like the baby or little kid.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let them know what's going on. Like that. Like that. Pull a little bit, just fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat.
You can't touch.
I had a feeling when he said much, I kind of knew what was coming.
How's he going to rhyme this?
It is interesting that he was a Christian rapper because he does, in that first verse, get right to thanking the Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Which I did not remember that being a part of this song.
Well, he kind of goes back and forth in his career because at one point, he's with Death Row Records at the end
of
his
career.
Oh, my God,
I forgot about that.
Which is crazy. And he's like, I think that him and Tupac were both kind of going to start leaning into Christianity a little more towards the end of, according to him, there's like Tupac wrote the song Unconditional Love for MC Hammer to do.
Wow.
And they were gonna go tour high schools. I don't think Tupac was gonna go all in on Christian shit. I just think that he was like,
that's
gonna
they got
separate
rid of him.
From Death Row.
Oh, and Tupac was, yeah,
that's what the word, yeah, and yeah. like the idea was, well, good luck doing it and staying alive.
Yeah.
And yeah, Hammer joined right around then.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
like, I got to get on this train.
We should play, since we already talked about it, I want to put on Too Legit to Quit.
Yeah, for yeah.
sure. The video had the hand signals.
Too legit to quit.
Yes.
Sweat running all over my chest. Yes. I don't quit, no, I just press harder. That I ever did before. Going for the dream that I have in store in my mind. But I know that I'm making it. I gotta get mine and nobody's taking it away. No. Cause Hammer don't play that. You try to get mine, boy. You better step back, freeze. Cause you don't want none. I hustle for my muscle and you look weak, son. Yeah, I'm going for all that I can get. Kicking it at the top because I'm too legit to quit. Say, too legit.
That one's a little scary.
Yeah.
The production of it is like so intense.
Turn.
Oh, well, this was supposed to be, this was going to be a big release. Like, he was trying to he was getting all kinds of criticism from the rap community, calling him like kind of a bitch, like, because he would dance.
Yeah.
And like, it was like pop rap. So a lot of people had a problem with that. Mm-hmm. It says, after publicly dropping the MC from his stage name, Hammer released Too Legit to Quit. Produced by Felton Pilot or Pilati? I don't know. In 1991, it can't
Pontius's
be Pilati.
Son?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Pilates. Hammer answered his critics with certain songs from the album. Sales were strong, over 5 million copies, with the title track being the biggest hit single from the record. The album peaked in the top 5 of the Billboard 200. Another hit came soon after with Adam's Groove, which appeared on both the Adam's Family motion picture soundtrack and the vinyl and cassette.
Do we have that?
I think I did put it on the... it's on his, like, if you just look up MC Hammer on Spotify, it's on his top 5. it's
two
great.
D's and Adams, but
yeah.
Oh, I got it. All right, we have to hear it.
I've
never heard this.
Oh, really?
This is huge, too. Let's hear it.
This was emerging as my favorite things. I loved Adam's Family. Say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they stop afraid. Family, they do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they stop afraid. Family. Now I was cool, cool, and you know, just kicking it around the hometown, kicking it. A knock, and a voice, yo, can Hammer come out? Now I don't mind being a friend and showing a little bit of flavor. But Wednesday, Bugsley, Gomez, Fester, man, them some strange neighbors. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they stop a friend. Adam Family. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they stop a friend. Can I just say before, I'm going to play some more, but this is a 4-minute long song.
All of this shit is very long.
Is this from the Addams Family Values, the second one?
I think that...
Or the
no,
first
what
one.
Is this from?
You see there's a new one coming out?
Yeah, it's a little...
I think it's just
one, right?
Called the Addams Family.
Oh, the first
one.
Then,
yeah.
I love that the premise of the song is that he's their neighbor.
I know.
Yeah.
And he thinks they're strange. They're like, you moved in next to us.
Let's hear the second verse. I want to see what else is going on. I needed the ball, a little bit of pepper. The next thing you know, coming in me was a hand with the fingers high stepping. Now I tried to play it on off, you know, and act like I'm having a ball. But what do I see? Yo, a perm with feet, standing about 3 feet tall. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they stop a friend. Adam Family. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they stop a friend. This chorus sucks.
Yeah. But I at the time I thought
what?
It was hot.
Speaking and thinking about the Adams, you know the Hammer is with it. Act a fool, no balls, swoop. Goofy and Randy, you know, we kick it a posse. Now it's the time posse. To get in your mind. It's okay to be yourself.
Be yourself.
Take foolish pride and put it aside like the Adams. Yo, they did. That's a family. They do what they
do. So,
that's a family.
That's a family.
It is so fixated on them being like independent. Which is bizarre. That
they do what they do want to do, say what they want to say. It sounds like he's talking about the alt-right.
They don't listen to PC culture.
All right. I will play one more little clip because I'm enjoying this so much. I just fast forward. I want to see how it ends.
The Addams.
Yeah, thank you. Check this out.
Ooh, keyboards.
They do what they want to do, say what they want to say, live how they want to live, what they want to do, say what they
want. They do what they want to do, live how they want to live, play how they want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, they were, because the movie made it so that they were set in like modern times. Mm-hmm. They were pretty do how they wanted to live.
They did.
Because they were just, it made no sense. In modern times, if you really think about it. The way they did the Brady Bunch, where it's like, why are you guys like this? Nobody else is like this. That was a trend in movies for a little bit.
Yes. I want to talk a little bit about what happened on the tour with this album. So Hammer set on a tour for this album, but the stage show had become as lavish as his lifestyle, loaded with singers, dancers, and backup musicians. The supporting concert tour was too expensive for the album's sales to finance, and it was canceled partway through.
Damn.
In 92, Boyz II Men joined Hammer's high-profile Too Legit to Quit tour as an opening act. While traveling the country, their tour manager, Khalil Rountree, was murdered in Chicago, and the group's future performances of It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday were dedicated to him. As a result of this unfortunate experience, the song would help advance their success.
Oh, no.
It's pretty crazy just that one that he put a tour on that was too expensive for 5 million album sales. Like,
it was too big and it failed.
Yeah.
They had to pop star and get a big supporting act. Yeah,
truly insane. Let's see here. Yeah, this just goes on to explain this. I want to talk a little bit, or I want to listen to Jared's voicemail before we get too far in. So I don't know if you remember this from the first time you're on, Will, but we do a segment where our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, gives his thoughts on each artist we do.
Met him in Boise.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
yes.
You were there, right?
Joy Fest.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I was just talking about that. The only time I've ever missed a flight.
Yeah.
I drank until an hour before the flight. Or no, like 3 hours before the flight. And then
I'll
close my eyes.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was brutal.
We all knew you weren't making it.
Oh, is that right?
You were wasted. We were all wasted. Yeah.
I want to get chocolate wasted. Yeah.
The Adam Sandler movie. No.
He does what he wants to do.
Hire Kevin James.
All right. Is that grown-ups?
He wants to shoot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear They Went to Jared.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending MC Hammer. This is really interesting because this is someone who, even though the music is certainly not great, it's pretty hokey, and I think that he was made fun of a lot. I think that there's a lot of room here for respectability for what he did to bring, you know, rap and hip-hop sort of, certainly he wasn't the only one doing this, but bringing it more so into mainstream. Like, when he was coming along, there weren't a ton, you know, still N.W.A. and Ice Cube as a solo artist and, you know, other rappers at the time were, like, not, they, like, the average person didn't really know what it was. It was still sort of thought of as this underground thing. And even though there aren't very many Hammer songs that are, like, actually good, it's fun. And it really did sort of help bridge that gap. So, and also a really cool thing that you may have already mentioned is that when he was a kid, he was a bat boy for the Oakland A's, which has always been a really cool sort of sidebar thing. But anyway, I mean, it's fun, I guess. Like, it's, you can listen to it if you have to. And I know he did, like, soundtracks and, like, the Addams Family song or whatever. But
nice.
Anyway, all right, thanks, guys.
He also did This Is What We Do on the 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie soundtrack, which is kind of funny because Vanilla Ice also did a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles song.
And it was ninja rap, and that was so much better.
It was better.
But, yeah.
That's like Kanye being like, first I had a song with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Thankfully, I know you got a song with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I've seen how we should have done all the Splinter.
Oh, I also looked up in Prey.
Yes.
You know that one? He says Prey 147 times. It's the most times anyone said a word in a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. I came across this the other week, and I was like, oh, wow, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So,
but he's right, though. It was like, my dad's a very savvy businessman, so he knew. But it was like he was the first one to go pop, and like Tribe Called Quest made fun of him for it later on.
Yeah.
Everybody made fun of him for going pop because they were like, suckers who went pop or like all this shit where it's like rap is not pop if you call it that then stop.
Yes.
It's like so many people were against the idea of rap being a pop culture thing because it was such an like a counterculture art form. But he was like the first one and the first black one because I think Vanilla Ice made it pop, but they were around the same time. I think Hammer predates him to like make it so it was on the radio. Mm-hmm. And so it was like the white kids in the suburbs were listening to him too, and they weren't really listening to other shit at the time.
Yeah,
because N.W.A. hadn't crossed over to the to the suburbs, but Hammer, everybody was like, parents were like, "Well, he's not cursing.
Yeah.
He says God is great. Like he's basically the Chance of back then,
and like the Will Smith. Of
yeah,
back then.
Will Smith. Yeah,
yeah. Wow.
But he like made like, it
people
super
are saying
pop.
Chance is the new Will Smith now, so it's like there's like they're the three generations of that sort of like clean cut.
Yeah.
This is very friendly. Like the message is positive.
Right, right. Sometimes a little too positive.
Yeah. Who else talks shit about him? There's Vanilla Ice, Ice Cube, Digital Underground criticized him in the CD insert of their Sex Packets album by placing Hammer's picture in it and referring to him as an unknown derelict. Cool J dissed him in To the Break of Dawn. Calling Hammer an amateur, swinging a hammer from a body bag, a.k.a. his pants, and saying, my old gym teacher ain't supposed to rap. Damn.
Wow.
That's good.
That's tough.
That's crazy that he was his old gym teacher.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. You ever have parachute pants, Will?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you really?
Yeah. They were dope. Yeah. Fresh kicks and a new set of pants.
I feel like it's about to be time for that to come back.
I'm thinking, for women, they make semi-parachute pants.
Yes, yeah.
You've seen those, right? Uh-huh. Where, like, they're so wide and they jogger bottom.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of making a little bit of a comeback. But
I think the culture needs to get to a place where women can get full parachute pants.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tommy.
Go for it. I believe, man.
It'd be so funny if you're like, now the pay thing I don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
I can't touch that.
But, yeah. In order to do things like Hammer, you have to get criticized. The way Chance got these deals with Doritos and shit, Kit Kat, it's like, it's obviously so corny. But who knows, like, what that means for the next person to be like, without Hammer doing all this corny shit, even though he made, like, really fun tracks that you could dance to, and it's the shit you hear on the radio, like Drake, where you're like, is this good? And then you hear it 47 times, you're like, this is the best song ever.
Yeah.
That's what that was back in the day. And then I think he paved the way for so many rappers today and entertainers and shit.
By the way, I feel like I have my own issues with Chance's trajectory. I loved Acid Rap so much.
It was one of the best rap albums.
It's kind of slowly declined what he's been doing. But I have no issue with musicians doing commercials. I just don't care.
Well, you can't anymore. It used to be cool to be like, they sold out. But then the music industry, no one makes any money.
Yeah, and Chance, especially for so long, wasn't even selling his shit. So it's like, how can you fault a guy for giving people free music and then taking a paycheck when it comes? Like, I just don't give a shit.
All
these bands that we think are cool fucking do it. So I don't know. I just don't care that much.
Well, what commercial were you in again? You were in a big one, right?
Yes.
There was a national one there.
Yeah, it was an Ally Bank commercial.
Yeah.
That was fun. Tostitos. I know, yeah. The Tostitos with Von Miller was the one where I was like, I am selling. It was Pepsi, too. I shouldn't probably talk to them.
Oh, well, you should have given Von Miller a call.
I'm doing a show for Pepsi in 2 weeks. Nice. In Mexico City. Hey, if you're in Mexico City, come on out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure they give you a Coke. You start telling stories.
Feelings. Yeah. Let me talk about my feelings. Tom's changed. there isn't. It's
he
weird.
Doing a one man show.
I'm not telling jokes anymore.
Just want to go on record. I did say Nando.
I thought you said Nanette.
Oh, no. No, that's good.
What's Nando?
Nando is the male Nanette. I don't know.
Oh, I like
it. In Mexico, you know?
Yeah, no. That's good.
It's mildly racist, you know?
I'm sure they're fine with that. Nando? Oh, speaking of mildly racist, I have to make a correction from last week. Tommy said something. No, I'm just kidding. No, I fucked up where salsa's from. I meant the tango is from Argentina. Salsa is from New York.
Really?
That's the old joke.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
New York, where the salsa's made. Yeah, that's from a commercial.
And it's
New York City, get the rope. Yeah,
it was like not from white people, but from like a lot of like the culture mix up for, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was wrong. I wanted to correct myself in case anybody tweeted at us.
You are a racist.
Look, I will wear that shame on this episode. I'll go sit in the corner for this episode and lose my religion.
Nice, R.E.M.
Oh, nice.
I want to play a song that I found because I just went through and listen to a bunch of Hammer today because I only knew the hits. And I found a couple things that I thought were fun. Tommy, you sent me one that we'll listen to.
Yes.
But I want to play this one first. It's on Please Hammer Don't Hurt 'Em. And it's called She's Soft and Wet.
Oh my God.
It's about the type of women. It's about the
Wait, that is so perfect.
I'm so expecting a soft beat, like a nice mellow beat.
No, it's very aggressive.
It's the same thing with Lou Bega, where every song is exactly the same. Yeah.
Gentle. This is about the sort of women that Hammer and his boys are into. I'm gonna start back over.
Soft and wet. Soft.
I'm going to skip to about 2 minutes in when he really gets into it.
Already, it's too much. I love you too, but there's a few things that we got to do. Soft and wet. How we like them in the front? Soft and wet. My homeboys in the back, how you like them? Pump it up, pump it up, pump it up.
There we go.
Oh, man.
Check me out, baby. Soft is the feeling of your baby's blue skin. Wet is the feeling that says, let the hammer in. Soft and sexy, you got it that way. Wet is what happens when we both start to play. Good, she is, I should know. Hype the feeling when my nature starts to grow.
Wow, oh, nature.
If the Holy Ghost boys could see him.
Yeah. Well, technically, it's clean, I guess.
It is, technically.
He says my nature.
Nature is so creepy.
It's so much worse.
Yeah, like, no, gross.
Soft is me, and I'm trying to fix it.
From whiskey.
That does sound like a nightmare. It's yeah. Soft and wet.
You're horny. And yeah. I can't. Soft and she's wet. I wish I could change it.
Soft and wet.
It's wow. Insane that that was a song.
Yeah, and
it's
he's
also,
so
he's like
yelling
like a face. The loudest. Soft. And
he
wet.
Must have known the double entendre of in the front.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
And all my people in the back. Ah, okay, okay,
yeah,
okay. People
yeah,
in front.
People, sure.
We know what you meant. You sick fuck.
You sick piece of shit.
What would Oaktown 357 say?
Let's listen also to Anything Goes on the Dance Floor.
Yes.
This is on Hammer Don't Hurt Him Too, right?
This is on Inside Out. The movie soundtrack.
Is this recent?
This was from his last album, I think. But like 98.
Yeah.
Is that his voice?
Doesn't sound like it.
What is he doing?
I can't tell. I feel like his voice is just fucked up. It yeah. Can't be him.
He's got something in his mouth.
Yeah. This is after he drank an RC Cola.
Yo, Hammer. Take this Pepsi. Everybody move.
Was there a specific part you wanted?
I just think it's yeah, funny yeah. To create that. It's like
a, that's a new rule.
Like it'll hold up in court.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Hey, anything goes.
On the dance floor. No, no.
No, I don't know about
it's
that.
International waters on the dance floor.
I think it's a good rule. This one, I just want to play a little bit of, because it's really just the like beginning that's funny to me, but it's a song off of Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him called Help the Children.
Of course it is.
Like a kid's heart. This is terrifying.
This one actually has staying power. This one,
it's not the beat's not bad. It's just that help the children.
It's
I hate it.
This is what he took Michael Jackson's glove and then started singing this.
Yeah, help the children. No.
It's the glove talking. Yeah, it's sorry. Too much.
It's like that movie Evil Dead or yeah. Or the one with Idle Devin
Hands.
Sawa. Yeah,
Idle Hands.
Yeah.
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 I thought it's good that it took us 2 years to get to an Idle Hands reference.
Love that movie.
Can we hear Pray? Because I've never heard Pray.
Yeah, let's do
oh,
that.
Really? Yeah, yeah. This video was also, I think, black and white, like Too Legit to Quit. Because I think it was on the same album.
I can't believe that is right.
The thing about these beats, too, is it's 90 to like 93, 94. Uh-huh. So it's like now these are the corniest beats we've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Back in the day, it was like, oh shit, how'd they get this sound? It's like, what?
I didn't notice the Prince background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably didn't make any money off this song.
Yeah. That's what... what was the other one that he... From Hammer Time.
Rick James?
Yeah, Rick James. He kind of... Like, people were kind of pissed about that. And yeah. They weren't playing Rick James on MTV, but they were playing Hammer Time.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So there was like a lot of kind of like, what the fuck? Like, how can you use my song and then I don't get anything out of it?
And that's also one of those things that you take when, like, you're already mad about something.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? And they're not playing Rick James.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
we pray. We got to pray just to make it today.
That is Pray.
I say we pray.
Let us pray.
Yeah.
Here's a question
that's
for you,
like,
guys.
That's the first ultralight beam.
Have you guys seen the film A Goofy Movie?
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah, he made the song on the soundtrack.
Oh, did he?
I feel like he did.
That. He may have. Because the song that I can't remember the kid's name. It's a Goofy song.
Who played
Max.
Him? Yeah.
The song that Max keeps playing, the outfit, his whole thing is very MC Hammer-ish. But I don't know if he actually did make the song. I think it was just one of those things that
I might
be wrong. I think maybe it was just like based on his likeness.
Oh, wow.
But not actually him.
Because I bought that VHS.
Well, I didn't loved
buy
it, it.
But I love that movie so much. It's so funny.
That's one of those that I watched like over and over. I'm trying to see if it... If there's any connection to it, but I don't know that there actually is. Damn,
that's crazy.
That's so
I know
weird.
Watching it as a kid, I'm like, oh, this is obviously... Hammer had something to do with this movie.
Yeah, I kind of think it might have just been based on his life, on his likeness. Let me look it up.
But yeah, that's one of those movies, too, that it'll help you get into comedy for sure. A Goofy Movie, you're like, why do I love this?
I was so into that movie. I'm looking up the soundtrack here. What's the name of the song that's like the big song in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like
I don't even know where you can see
deep
that.
Deep Sludge.
That's
is it
a
after
disgusting
today?
Song.
Deep Sludge. No, that's not it.
Oh my god, yeah, Powerline.
Yeah, Powerline.
Yeah.
Where's Powerline here? They've been
laughing since no, that is
this is not it.
Somebody White. Tevin Campbell played Powerline. That's funny.
Here we go. What the fuck? Is it not on Spotify? That's trying to piss me off. I'm
there's
to
the
get...
a Powerline concert is on YouTube.
All right, let's. I'm gonna look it up.
Here, I got it right here. Yeah,
I think. Yeah, I think it's just the actor sings it. Let's see here. Oh, I remember this. Man, this is bringing me back. Now
I know,
watch,
right?
Now
I'm definitely going to watch a Goofy Movie.
All right, let's. The minute I get home, I just want to hear this one. I just want to hear it for a second, then just see if it's if it does feel as hammery as I remember. Oh, it's like Michael Jackson too.
Oh wow!
It's clearly Jackson-y now that I'm.
But he's dressed like Hammer.
Yeah.
Here's Goofy, the podcast.
Yeah. I also love that everybody is like goofy and then there's a black man. Like, everyone's a dog of some sort, and they have just a black man.
Oh, this song is so good. All right. Well, we got to the bottom of it. It's funny that that was like a Shazam type thing where we thought that we both had in our heads that MC Hammer was part of this.
I know.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah, yeah. That's very
which
strange.
One?
They call it the Mandela effect.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are convinced that something happened.
That's the Berenstain Bears thing, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he died, right? And then he came back to life.
Yes.
Yeah,
pretending like he didn't die.
A
Mandela.
Bunch of people think that. Yeah.
Well, that's the truth.
Oh.
He died, came back to life, and was like, what do you mean I died? Are you fucking crazy?
The Tupac effect.
Exactly.
There's only one way out of Death Row Records. Fake your own death.
And now he's back as Will Smith.
So are there any other songs that you think we should hear?
Pray was one of my tops.
Yeah.
We should go to Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I was just pulling up Facebook. So a lot of comments say I posted this kind of late, and people were quick to jump on it.
Let's get it started. That's the first album.
Yeah. I listened to that.
Hammer, they put me in the mix. That's one of my favorites.
Let me see.
Because that one he did on the tour that I went and saw.
Oh.
And Pump It Up, too.
Let me see here. MC Hammer.
Hammer. Because Hammer, they put me in the mix was... I think a video even that made MTV before You Can't Touch This, and it's probably why they put You Can't Touch This on there.
You ready?
This is They Put Me in the Mix.
Yeah. Again, sounds corny now. Was like the Just Blaze of 1988.
Switching up the rhythm.
Yeah, right? See?
Okay, while this is in the background, I'll read some of these. Dwight Simmons wrote, in middle school, I used to put on Too Legit to Quit in the basement and work on my footwork.
Oh, yes.
I love picturing that. If you don't know Dwight Simmons, check him out. He's a very funny man, a dear friend of mine. Jason Hillman writes, he doesn't get enough credit for making the Addams Family a hit. What were they going to rely on, that hack Raul Julia?
How could you call Raul Julia a hack?
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I think maybe they were.
He's dead, all right?
Fuck. Jake Waters wrote, I begged my mom to buy me his album on CD on eBay when I was in sixth grade, despite it was long past the point of relevancy. I thought it was so cool knowing a hip underground artist like MC Hammer that none of my friends listened to, but unfortunately he's very bad.
I relate to that statement not at all. Sixth grade eBay, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bought the cassette. In real time at the store.
Austin Full writes, dude was big here in the Philippines until late
2000s. Whoa.
Damn.
That's wild.
It's like Sugar Man.
Yeah, searching for MC Hammer.
That Sugar Man documentary is so good.
So, yeah. One of my favorite music.
If you haven't seen it. Very fun watch.
And also, a point of note of, like, if you don't make it over here, you can make it anywhere.
For sure.
yeah.
That concert scene is so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Brett Goldman writes, I remember my brother taking a piece of masking tape and writing MC Hammer on all of our hammers in the house.
Hilarious.
Still holds up.
It does. That's so funny.
You know what I genuinely think is so good? On every like wet paint sign in New York, people will cross it off so it says T-Pain.
Yeah.
It's a fun bit.
Every time.
Fun bit. There's some bits that just stay fun.
They put me in the mix. Yeah.
Was like, Let's Get It Started, was that one that you said?
I didn't mind Let's Get It Started. I think
what was, there was Feel My Power.
That's, feels, ooh, that's
I
a,
hate that title.
Yeah, Feel My Power, that's my nature.
Yeah, what was it, you said like three.
The Funky Headhunter is when he went a little tough. Pumps in a Bump.
Yes.
Pumps in a Bump,
oh,
yes.
That's perfect, because somebody had a comment about Pumps in a Bump.
Yes.
It was... Jeremy Levenbach writes, if I remember correctly, MTV banned or relegated to Late at Night, Hammer's Pumps in a Bump video because of his visual erection.
What?
Yeah. And Shalewa Sharp commented, he also made a different version.
Yes.
Also, you haven't lived until you've watched the Speedo version with your mom as she audibly expresses her surprise.
It's basically the step back, you're dancing kind of close of its time. By Next. Which was about erections.
Oh, shit.
Because the pumps are the woman and the bump is his erection.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Let's hear something.
Oh, they got a butt. No, the bump is their butt.
Ah, yes.
His voice sounds different in like every
song.
Yeah.
Well, this one was when he was like, he took all that criticism and was like,
so he's some,
you're right, I'm
voice.
Too pop.
Yeah.
Let me make some shit for the streets. Uh-huh. And then he put out the Funky Headhunter was the name of the album.
Yep.
And he was like, this is the me. And he like has a beanie on and overall, black overalls. Wow. He's like trying to be a little bit more the Oakland that I think he came from.
Maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like back then you could just recreate yourself completely.
Yeah.
So like year to year.
Yeah.
People were just like, all right, I guess that's the new guy. Now I feel like people would call you out more.
Yes, yeah.
Well, the internet thing. Like, there was no internet to be like, Hammer, we just saw you.
You are not this guy.
Then it was like, scrub it from MTV and nobody will know.
Yeah. Conor McGrath writes, in quotes, now we know the real reason everyone calls you Hammer, and it ain't have nothing to do with Hank Aaron. That's an Arsenio quote while he was interviewing Hammer in 94. It's just funny to like just talk about a guy's crank like on TV. Let's see.
That's disgusting. That's so crazy. now that we know your dick.
Yeah.
What? You could say this?
Brett Davis writes, one of two CDs my brother didn't take with him to college that I got to keep.
Pumps and a Bump?
It is, let's see here.
I'm assuming Hammer Don't Hurt.
Mama Said Knock. Oh, wait, this is LL Cool. Oh, the other was Mama Said Knock. He didn't specify which one. I'd have to imagine it was Hammer Don't Hurt.
What if it wasn't?
Let's see.
Pumps and a Bump CD single.
Oh yeah, they had a Hammer doll too. Waters, I think this. Jared Waters, right? It's his song "Pray" and "Turn This Mother Out" made the Hammer doll sell off the shelves. There's so many here.
Pumps and a Bump sounds like MC Breed too. Do you remember MC Breed?
No.
Listen to this beat, and then "Ain't No Future in Your Front." Yeah. Pull up No Future in Your Frontin' by MC Breed.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This is like pitched up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he was trying to be like, MC Breed is still, people like him. Pop, I can be like MC Breed. I could be from Detroit.
I just read a...
Did that comedy show happen in Detroit last
Yeah,
week?
I guess it so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
The album's coming out.
The album's supposed to... He's having a listening party in New York Sunday, and then the album's supposed to drop.
Oh, I'm going to that. I totally...
Yeah, of course.
Fuck, I made plans.
I'm on Knitting Factory. I can't go.
Seth Davis wrote, first concert I ever went to was MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, and En Vogue opened up for him. The best thing about MC Hammer was he got kids into dancing and made wearing eyeglasses cool. I think he learned his dance moves from James Brown.
He did.
True.
Yeah.
Help the kids.
Help the kids.
Help the kids. No.
Help us. That must have been... Like, they must have hated each other for a year and then been like, let's tour together.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Let's make money off this,
it's
dude.
A great move.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sure they were able to make a lot of money off
Why
of
do you
that.
Think we do this podcast?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fuck Tom. Fuck Tommy. You know what? Let's do the pod. Take all my money.
Let's do 150 episodes of a podcast.
Help the Kids is about getting them out of Tommy's room.
Oh, no. Ah, yes.
Help the Kids. I tried to start a charity and I called it Tommy's Room.
Gross. Tommy Epstein over here.
Yeah, let's get it started. This is another concert story. This is from Aaron Nadell, who writes, 10 years ago, I went to see MC Hammer in Vegas with a couple friends because it was like $10 and we thought it might be funny. It turned out to be incredible. There were dance battles breaking out in the concourse between acts. We were seated next to a dude with an amazing Jerry Curl mullet, and Hammer dedicated a song to Mike Tyson, who was in the front row.
Amazing.
Hammer put on a top-notch show, played all the hits, of which there are way more than you first think, and had a huge squad of backup dancers, as though he'd never gone bankrupt because of a bloated entourage. Tone Loc opened. Sadly, he mailed it in and spent a lot of time complaining about the size of the still-arriving crowd. Damn. Sounds like it'd be a fun show to see.
Yeah.
For everyone but Tone Loc. Sounds like it didn't go so well. But Tone Loc was in that fucking bear thing, right? Wasn't he the voice of a bear?
Is that right?
I vaguely remember him being the voice of a cartoon bear. I don't and remember. Being like, that's such a weird reference to have. I've never thought about this once before, and then it just came to my mind now.
It might have been a dream you had.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no. I'm tweaking again. Oh, he was in Bebe's Kids. Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I remember.
C-Bear and Jamal.
There we go.
He was C-Bear in C-Bear and Jamal, the cartoon.
Wow. I've never heard of
Tone Loc was the voice.
That's wild.
Yeah.
All right. That brings us, I think, to the end of this show. Unless there's any songs we want to hear before we... Before we wrap it up,
no, I think that's I think we covered.
We got to the hour, and that's like the all the Facebook. Most of the Facebook comments were about pumps and bumps. Like it's people really like that.
Well, that's funny because that was the change of Hammer. Like he went MC Hammer to Hammer, and then he was like the cool Hammer after.
Yeah,
that.
We need cool Hammer back.
I know.
Let's get him back. All right. Is there anything you would like to plug? You got your half hour coming out.
Half hour coming out October 25th on Comedy Central.
Hell yeah.
The podcast recently added, which I host with Nick Turner.
Yeah.
Where we tell you what to watch on Netflix this week,
Give
every
us a
week.
Taste. What was the most recent one you did?
Well, the most recent one that we did, what came out last week? I forget. There's the Bill Gates thing, Inside the Mind of Bill Gates.
I've heard that's good.
It's good.
That.
It's all about shit. You think it's going to be about like Bill Gates being all smart and shit, but he might actually be a superhero.
Damn.
Like he's
much like Hammerman.
Right. Yeah, exactly. A boy named Bill. Grew up reading books fast.
And then there was Gramps.
Yeah.
Oh, Gramps is in this one, too.
Gramps Gates. No relation. But yeah, it's a lot of that. And then this week, pretty soon comes out some other shit. Every week, there's 10 million things that come out on Netflix that they just don't tell you about.
Uh-huh.
So we watch a lot of them and tell you what's shit.
Yeah.
And most of it is shit.
Yeah.
It's all like foreign things that they don't even advertise in America that we get. And you're like, we got a German. There. The crazy thing is this French actor, I forget
his
name.
I've heard if we bought a zoo, but we got a German.
There's this movie Budapest about these French businessmen who go to Budapest for like a bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious.
Ooh.
And it's French. And they're so funny. The star of that makes other things too. He's the funniest actor and like one of the funniest actors I think in the world. But nobody knows who he is because he's just this French actor.
Damn.
But he's really good. And that
is it French Stewart?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually French Stewart. No, his last name is like Cohen or something. So it's like it's pretty wild, but
yeah. Recently added. Check that
recently
out.
Added, yeah.
That's it.
And then watch Southside on Comedy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And Sherman Showcase on IFC.
My man. Yeah. My half hour comes out November 1st. I want to start playing it now because I would like for people to watch it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
And Tom is requesting that you stay in costume from Halloween.
Yes.
To watch it on November
1st. I would prefer that you did that. Hey, if you send in pictures of yourself in a Halloween costume watching the thing, I'll shoot you a little retweet.
Oh, the generous man.
Some say I give too much.
Trick or retweet. Tweet.
Oh, I like it.
I'm starting the campaign. I'm your social media manager.
I love it.
Yeah. It pays nothing.
No, it pays too much. Yeah. It's 200 grand a year.
The fuck?
Benefits are shit. Yeah. I'm still complaining.
I have dental, but it's like kind of.
Yeah, two
no vision.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't have
this. Like I said, I will be in Mexico City October 12th. If you happen to be in the area, come to that. It'll be fun. Pinche Bar. And I'll be at Big Hunt in D.C. October 4th and 5th. I'd love to see people out there.
Yeah.
MacMan.
All right. Got some dates on my website. I'll be in Baltimore in a couple of weeks. I'll put that on my website.
You want to go cover up your tracks from the Hey Lynn? I mean, Hey Man Lee.
Yeah, exactly. Thing.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be doing that. But yeah, I'll put dates on the website. Check them out.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Will, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Keep it crispy.
Shout out MC Hammer.